Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, our family, our visitors, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lottie-dottie, everybody under the sound of my voice. We greet you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And we welcome you here to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this one more day that the Lord God, he has made, amen, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. Decreeing and declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen and amen. We want to welcome you, especially those of you calling in for the first time. Maybe you was flipping through the internet, glory be to God, and just stumbled across our fellowship services. Well, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. There definitely are no mistakes, amen, in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. So we thank you, amen, for being here with us. And we ask that you would please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you come on, come on, come on, come on every morning. Amen. There is a seat at the table. Amen. For you. So enjoy your breakfast. Amen. Your spiritual breakfast. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And we bless God. We want to thank God. Amen. We want to thank God for our Bible study. Amen. That we had on last night. We're grateful for everything. Amen. We're just grateful souls. Amen. So, amen. We pray that everybody's encouraged. Amen. Glory be to God. And staying cool, thinking cool. Glory be to God. And staying focused. Amen. And staying focused. Amen. Because God is bringing us right through this. Amen. And he's bringing us through it, saints. Amen. So, amen. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror by night. Amen. Glory be to God, because God is on our side. Amen. So that should be enough. Amen. To know that if God be for you, amen, it don't nothing else matter. If God be for you. Amen. It was Brother Shamrock, I believe, who was saying, if God be for you, the devil is in trouble. He ain't never lied. Amen. Glory be to God. Because if God be for you, you're going to be all right. So we just have to know, amen, that we are, amen. And so we want to thank God, amen. We did a part two last night. We'll finish up next week if the Lord tarry. Amen. And we talked about the truth about our spiritual status, the truth about our spiritual status. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost came in and taught that lesson. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. How when we are operating in the works of the flesh, amen, glory be to God, adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, and Paul runs down his whole list. And he said, and there's some more to add to this list, but he wraps it up and say, to such like, he said, and these shall not enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. So the Holy Spirit broke that down for us on last night. We're so happy about the word. Amen. And the reason Paul said that the ones who practice these works of the flesh, the reason they are not going to enter into the kingdom of God is because you're probably not saved. Because you can't be saved and practice sin. That's where we're going next week. He said, you're probably not saved. And the unsaved is not going to enter into the Lord's kingdom. And Paul says, those who do these things are not going to enter into the Lord's kingdom, because the bottom line is you're probably not saved. You preaching, you teaching, you praying, you going to church, you putting money in the basket, you're doing all this stuff, but you're probably not saved, because you cannot be saved and practice sin. Oh, that thing was so good. That thing was so good. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. When you can't say amen, you just got to say ouch. Amen. Hallelujah. Just got to say ouch. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be praised, glory, and honor. So, amen. If you missed last night's Bible study, ooh, Lord have mercy. Amen. Amen. You might want to hear the replay, and you definitely want to come back next week. What is the Lord doing? The Lord is getting us ready, saints. He's getting us ready. Well, look. It's going to be a sad commentary. It's going to be sad. It's going to be sad that a lot of Christians are going to be lined up to see Jesus, because we all going to see him. And they're going to hear him say, depart from me. I never knew you. I ain't never knew you. Because you've never been saved. That's going to be sad. I mean, you're doing everything. You're doing all this religious stuff. You see? But your heart never was changed. Your heart never was changed. And then he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Now, if the Lord put that in the Bible, oh, my God, Jesus, that's going to be sad. That's going to be sad. Well, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. And I ain't going to be in that number. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Saints, either we're going to confess Jesus now or we're going to confess Jesus later. But you best believe the word says amen, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. See, and we live a lifestyle to impress other people. See, keep other people happy. Other people happy. So that means now you're trying to send me to hell. You're trying to send me to hell. Lord have mercy. So anyhow, that was some good teaching there. Amen. The Holy Ghost, amen, is the teacher. Amen. And we're just a speaker. Amen. Father God, we thank you this morning. Amen. Glory be to God that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. All right. Today, beloved, amen. We don't want to talk about spiritual strategies. Spiritual strategies. Amen. Glory be to God. We're still in our spiritual warfare. Amen. We decided to, amen. Well, actually, we just have a lot of subtopics. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're still in the Training for Reigning series. Amen. And so we're still teaching on the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Spirit, because, you know, you can't leave him out of nothing. You can't teach the word of God and leave the Holy Spirit out and leave him on the side. He's involved in everything, or should be involved in everything, if we're partnering with him. Amen. And then so we're now down to another category, subtitle, all inclusive. Amen. This week, or until the Lord tells us to do something different, we've been teaching on spiritual warfare. Amen. So we want to talk about spiritual strategies today, beloved. Amen. Because God is very, very, very strategic. He is very strategic. Hallelujah. And he has given us his strategic course of action. Amen. And so we have to make sure that we know what they are, amen, and doing what they and doing what they're supposed to do, amen. That he has given us these spiritual weapons, amen, for a spiritual reason, amen. And so we bless God. When we look in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, let's look at verse number 3. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, God's word is, oh my God. Before we jump into our lesson, you know how it is when you're eating your natural food and you just have your favorite dish before you. I don't know what yours might be. I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, whatever. Chicken, fish, collard greens, cheesecake, whatever. You know how and it's just good. I mean, you know, especially if, you know what I mean, the person cooked it right, you cooked it right. I mean, it's just good. It just tastes good. It smells good. Ain't nothing like some good smelling food. My granddaughter, when she comes, my baby granddaughter, little Kennedy, I don't know, it may be because, you know, she's growing up around a dog, but and when she gets to her food, she smells it. She sniffs her food. I don't care what it is. I don't care what we put before Kennedy. Kennedy's not going to eat it until Kennedy sniffs her food. Amen. It's something when food smells good and it looks good. That's why they can make all that money in culinary arts. Glory be to God. They got a way of making that stuff look good. And then it tastes good. I know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, the word of God is all of that and more. Amplified 1,000 times. 1,000 times. My God, it definitely tastes good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. And when I just read that scripture there, I just had one of those yum, yum feelings. It's a yum, yum feeling. Amen. Glory be to God in the book of 2 Corinthians. Like, you know, got you licking your lips. Good. See, and beloved, and that's how, amen, our desire for the Lord should be intensifying. I mean, it just get better and better and better and better and better. And better, and you can't wait to get to it. Glory be to God. It's not grievous. It's not burdensome. I mean, it's delightful. It's a joy. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. And when you realize just how good God is, hallelujah, and the love of God towards you and towards us that surpasses all understanding. And that nothing, absolutely nothing, no height, no depth, no angels, no principalities, neither life nor death or things present or things to come can separate God's love, amen, that he has towards us. The reality of this thing should be getting deeper and deeper with you day by day. Why? Because though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. I'm telling you. I mean, like a love affair where you just can't wait to see your lover. Baby, where you at? Where you at? I just went around to the store for an hour. Baby, I'm glad to see you. You know what I mean? It's an intense love affair. I mean, you just want to be in his presence. You ain't got to say nothing. Just let me know you're there. And this is, beloved, that's how it is or should be, amen, with our fellowship with the Lord. It's just getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Amen and amen. So in our scripture here this morning, amen, Paul is talking, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, and instructing us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, amen. And then he tells us how, the casting down of imaginations and every high thing, exalting itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity. See, look at all the power we have as God's children that we are not using. We're just letting our minds and thoughts just run havoc and taking us any place they want to take us, including the gutter. Huh? But he says here, but we have the power to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is the power, amen, that we as born-again believers have. So instead of magnifying the victorious work of Jesus Christ over Satan and our deliverance from Satan's power, much beloved, if you listen to what is being taught in today's culture, glory be to God, most of us, you know, listen to a little Christian TV, Christian radio, you know, especially social media nowadays. You know, you can find somebody, you know, preaching or teaching something. And that's a good thing, and it's a bad thing, because you got to be careful what you eat. You just can't go around and just eat anything, you know what I mean? Just eat it at everybody's table. You can't eat at everybody's table now. I heard some stories. I've heard some stories, amen, glory be to God, amen. People, you know, eating at other people's table, finding worms in their collard greens. And see, eating at somebody else's table, they didn't take the gizzards and all that stuff out the turkey, you know, the stuff in the middle of the turkey. People take all that stuff out that's wrapped up in paper. They done cooked it like that, huh? And you eating at somebody else's table, they didn't burn the hairs off the chicken. You eating at somebody else's table, they go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands. Somebody fixing your food and coughing, amen, got COVID-19, didn't even know they had COVID-19, talking and spitting up over your food while they preparing it. Oh, baby, you better not be eating at everybody's table. You better pray over whose table you eating over at, especially nowadays. Oh, glory be to God. So a lot of what is being taught, beloved, in today's culture implies that the work of the cross is unfinished. They are implying that Jesus' blood saved us, but really didn't free us completely from Satan's power. And although this might not be the intent of some of those who teach on spiritual warfare, beloved, but it's often the message that is perceived. The fruit of this teaching is a new form of spiritualized legalism. In other words, what Jesus did was not enough by itself. Therefore, you must now do additional things in order to gain additional freedom from the devil's control. In reality, what this is, beloved, this is equivalent to trading one form of bondage for another. And the second bondage is much more dangerous. And it comes in the guise of spirituality. And at least at first, it is very difficult to discern. In regard to such man-made fleshly weapons and fleshly techniques, Paul had to write this scripture, beloved, here in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and verse 4, amen, where he indicates that though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. I want you to notice this morning, beloved, that how Paul begins his conversation. For though we walk in the flesh, glory be to God. When we, amen, dig deep into the word walk, beloved, glory be to God, the word implies to walk around or to habitually live and carry on in a general vicinity. And by using this word, Paul is sending a very strong message to us, beloved. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Amen. Paul was one of the most humble of men. Hey, I guess that's why God was able to use him the way he did. If you notice, God can only use people that's humble. In the Old Testament, for example, we look at Moses and talk about how humble Moses was, but look how God used Moses. And we see the same thing in the New Testament, amen, with Paul, amen, completely intelligent, had it going on, all type of degrees, this, that, amen. But, amen, it wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. And we're still reading his writings. Some 2,000 years later. But yesterday, as we shared with you, beloved, what Paul was saying, he said, look here, nearly everything I do in the realm of the flesh. When I sit down at the table to eat, I'm eating in my flesh. When I recreate, I'm recreating in my flesh. When I lay down to go to sleep, I'm sleeping in my flesh. When I'm sitting and thinking, I'm thinking in the flesh. When I open up my Bible, my books to study, I'm studying in my flesh. See? What Paul is telling us, beloved, is that his flesh primarily consists of this earthly realm. Everything we do, amen, our flesh is involved. There's no place that we can go and our flesh does not show up. In fact, beloved, glory be to God, the Greek tense used in Paul's words, beloved, is the locative sphere of influence. And this is important and extremely important, and we're going to tell you why. Quite literally, this meant that Paul knew that he was locked into his fleshly body. And that Paul knew that he could not get out of it, nor could he trade it for another. What Paul was telling us, beloved, that he is body bound. We are body bound. And this state of being body bound will never change until death, until we take our last breath, okay? We are locked into this body. When we take our last breath, when death comes, when God allows death, amen. Or we override death. You know, we can override death too. Meaning that wasn't God's will for you to die this day, but you're gone. I mean, we have people that's committing suicide. Okay. Unfortunately, we have to continue to pray on that. And then, beloved, not only that, you can also die before your time. And we'll teach on that at another time. Amen. But the Bible does say that you can die before your time. The very fact that Paul said we do not war after or we do not war according to the flesh tells us that he was aware of the weakness and futility of his own natural man. Paul knew there was no hope of accomplishing anything good through his carnal man. Therefore, he turned toward the spirit realm where supernatural assistance was available. Supernatural. Thank you, Father God. When we continue to read this scripture, beloved, Paul continues by telling us that there is one thing he does not do with his carnal, fleshly, natural body. Paul said, all right, I eat within my flesh. All right, I sleep in my flesh. All right, I think in my flesh. He said, but now let me tell you the one thing I don't do in my flesh. We do not war after the flesh. This is the one thing we don't do in our flesh. Everything else we do, this we don't. That word war, beloved, glory be to God, refers to a militant attitude of a trained soldier. We talked about that a little bit earlier this week. It was particularly used to denote the committed attitude of a heavily dressed, trained to kill Roman soldier. And I encourage you, amen, if you can just do a little study, amen, on Roman soldiers, amen. These boys was no joke. Woo! They was no joke. There's no doubt that Roman soldiers were the finest military machines of their day. And they were among the most skilled soldiers in the history of the world. These men were trained killers. In fact, they were so thoroughly trained in the acts of murder and mutilation that such acts of war had become instinct to them. They were professionals in the weapons of war. And these Roman soldiers knew how to use these weapons against adversaries very effectively. Glory be. You might say that these particular soldiers had a taste for blood. Furthermore, especially good soldiers requested to be placed in the front lines of battle. Can you imagine? Man, I don't want to go in the back. Sergeant, put me in the front. Woo! Their insatiable desire to draw the blood of their adversaries was so ingrained into their disposition that they were not content to wage war from behind the lines. These soldiers were requested to be placed out on the front lines of battle so they could see the enemy first and have the first opportunity to strike. Oh, they was dangerous. They was dangerous. In addition to that, beloved, the extremely brave soldiers frequently volunteered to go on dangerous missions that others didn't want to undertake. The notions of penetrating an enemy's camp and invading dangerous foreign soil was thrilling. See, it thrilled them to venture out into new territories to find the enemies. They were bloodthirsty, daring, and committed men of war. And all these graphic images are conveyed when Paul uses that word war. We do not war after the flesh. First, Paul tells us that, spiritually speaking, his own mental attitude is much like that of a Roman soldier. He is so committed to experiencing victory that he wants to draw the enemy's blood himself. Furthermore, he wants to be placed out on the front lines of battle so he'll have the opportunity to strike first. And he is so spiritually brave that he is willing to go where no other soldier will go. This is why the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. Why? Because we are on the offensive and the defensive. I ain't not going to wait for you to hit me. I'm going to get you first. See, that was Paul's mental attitude. You see why the Bible says the violence taken by force, glory be to God. That was Paul's mental attitude. And it was one of the reasons he declared that he wanted to preach the gospel in the regions beyond. When we look in 2 Corinthians, write that scripture down, 2 Corinthians 10 and 16, 2 Corinthians 10 and 16, and Paul says, amen, let's just go there for 1 minute. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us just go there for 1 minute. Amen. Let's get it word for word. Amen. I don't want to paraphrase it. Amen. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 10. All right. And verse number 16. Just give me a second. I didn't have it open there. I just decided to go there. Amen. Glory be to God. And it reads like this, beloved. It says here, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, huh? That's enough for right now. I just want to show you that point. Why? Paul said, no. Me standing right here in my own territory ain't good enough. Now we declare war. I'll take a flight. I'll travel a little bit. I'm not scared. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Paul's desire was to go and minister in places where no other men would go. See? And this is the reason, beloved, that he was in Ephesus in the first place, in the church of Corinth. See? Because Paul was what we consider to be a frontline soldier of the Lord. But Paul tells us something else, beloved, that's also very important in this verse. In addition to possessing this committed and determined mental attitude and resolve, Paul says we do not war after the flesh. I shared with you earlier this week, beloved, how Paul was very educated. He was an impressive man, naturally speaking. Amen. He was very eloquent. Glory be to God. Yet when it came to dealing with the enemy and dealing the enemy a blow, see, he knew that his intelligence was not good enough. He knew that his degrees was not good enough. He knew that his eloquent speech was not good enough. See, he knew that. See, Paul's flesh, regardless of how impressive it looked or how loud it roared, would be no match for a spiritual foe. See, our natural man, amen, is no match for a spiritual foe, and Paul knew this. Fleshly weapons simply are not suited to fight spiritual adversaries. And they never will be, beloved. So Paul continues, amen, glory be to God here, amen, in verse number 4, as we take this down with today, amen. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Now, pay special attention, beloved, to the word weapons. The weapons, the weapons. Paul is speaking about our weapons. Amen. Paul mentions the word weapons. Paul mentions the word carnal. See? In the first place, Paul tells us that we do not have weapons. See? Paul is letting us know that we do have weapons at our disposal. But the weapons that we have at our disposal are not carnal weapons, they're spiritual weapons. These weapons are both offensive and defensive weapons, beloved. And we know all about our weapons. If you don't know about our spiritual weapons, amen, Ephesians 6, amen, starting at verse number 13. You can find all about our spiritual weapons here. Verse number 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Amen. Glory be to God that ye might be able to stand in the evil day and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Okay. The breastplate of righteousness. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Take in the shield of faith, glory, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the spirit. Now, as we say this, imagine a Roman soldier getting dressed. The helmet, the armor, huh? And then they don't stop there. Now, most people want to stop at 17, but you got to include 18. Praying always. With all prayer and supplication in the spirit. See, you can't leave the prayer out. Prayer is actually a part of your armor. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Second, beloved, notice that Paul goes on to say, for the weapons of our warfare. That word warfare provides another major key to defeating the attacks of the enemy. This word warfare, beloved, is taken from the word stratos. Stratos. It's where we get the word strategy. That's where we get that word. By choosing to use this word, the Holy Spirit has told us some very important things about spiritual warfare, which is my point on this morning. I said all that this morning to get to this. In the first place, that word tells us that in order for spiritual weapons to work effectively, now listen to me. Most of us, we know what the spiritual weapons are. We can repeat that. We know it. We can memorize it. Okay, glory be to God. The helmet, the breastplate. Okay, we got all that. All right? But in order for our spiritual weapons to work effectively, beloved, they must be accompanied with divine strategy on how to use them. You see, if we just have weapons but no battle plan, our defeat will be assured. You best believe. You just got all these weapons here, but what's the plan? What's the battle plan? This, beloved, in fact, is the primary reason most believers don't experience victory in their personal lives. It's not that they lack the proper weaponry. They have all the weapons. Oh, they loaded. They got the weapons. See, God has given them all that they need. They ain't lacking nothing. However, what they don't have is they don't have a strategy. They don't have a strategy that tells them how to attack. So therefore, the weapons are to no avail. Weapons without a strategy always spells failure. Beloved, imagine an army, United States of America, any army. Let's just look at our army. Thank God for our men and women. Fully equipped with all the weapons. I mean, they got the machine guns, they got this, they got that. I mean, billions of dollars spent in weaponry. But no strategy. How are you going to take the enemy down? Hey, y'all, what's the strategy? I don't know. We just going to pick it up and start to shoot. You better be careful you don't shoot yourself. Glory be to God. Even with all of that weaponry, beloved, without a strategy, amen, that army will fail. Likewise, many believers today, beloved, they boast of having the whole armor of God, but they have no idea how that spiritual armor should be used practically and experimentally in our lives. You don't have a clue. Until God gives these believers clear direction, and until God gives these believers a battle plan, glory be to God, that is conceived in their hearts, these weapons will do very little to drive back the forces of hell that come up against them, because you don't have no strategy. God has a will. God has a time. God has a way. God will show us how to win. But we have to allow God to download his strategy. You're in the same situation that your neighbors are in. Both of you are not going to experience victory in the same way. So what people try to do is they want to do it the way their neighbor did it. But that's not God's strategy for you. So instead of talking to your neighbor about how your neighbor overcame this issue, we ought to be doing a Proverbs 3 and 5 to find out how God wants us to implement his divine strategy over the enemy in this situation so we can win. I've heard a minister, glory be to God, amen. And one of my lessons on yesterday, amen, and he was saying how, amen, glory be to God, David, before David could take Goliath down, David had to kill the lion and the bear. He made a statement, and I wrote it down. Matter of fact, I'm going back today and listen to that again. He said, don't go for Goliath until you can kill, amen, until you have killed the lion and the bear. Because if you go for Goliath before you kill the lion and the bear, you're going to be filleted. See, you can't do it the way somebody else do it. You can't even do it the way you did it the last time. Well, I know how to do this because I did it last time. No! That was a divine, the last time, that was the divine strategy for that situation. New levels, new devils. We have to allow God to download his divine strategy. How do I use my weapons? I got the sword of the spirit. I got the shield of faith. God, show me what to do. And if we acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, hallelujah, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will direct our path. Glory be to God. So God has to download it. That's why it's good to spend quiet time with the Lord. Glory be to God. Allow God to speak to us. Amen. Download his thoughts. Amen. Give us, sometimes all you need is one word. Sometimes all you need, God don't speak in long sentences. Y'all know that. Sometimes you get people get up and they say, well, the Lord said this, and they talking, and you know, for 15 minutes. God ain't spoke to you for no 15 minutes like that. Now, maybe on one occasion. God don't even speak like that. Saying what the centurion told Jesus is saying a word. God has dropped one word in you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Your solution. Amen. One word in you. You preach the whole message off one word. You wrote the whole book or more. You teaching a whole series on one word. Amen. Jesus gave Peter one word. Jesus told Peter, come. Here go Peter stepping out on the word. Peter didn't step on the water. Peter, you know why Peter was able to walk? Because Peter stepped out on the word. The word was come. And he stood. Ah, my God, I wish I had time. Woo, I wish I had time. Beloved, just as God graciously dressed you in spiritual armor when you were born again, he now wants to graciously give you a strategy on how to pull down the devil's lies. God wants to give you a strategy on how to pull down the devil's deceptions that have dominated your mind so they can no longer control you. God has a strategy, baby. We need to, come on, y'all, come on. We got to change the prayer request today. We got to change the prayer request today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God took our prayer all to a whole different way on yesterday. He said, we ain't praying for nothing. I didn't know it until I just got on it and started singing and couldn't stop singing. And one song after another song, and we just broke out in the praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The guys are sometimes, oh. He said, you ain't asking me for nothing today. Glory be to God. Sometimes we come in with the same old prayer request, and that's okay. Keep praying till you get it. But he said, you ain't praying for nothing today. Why? Because he said, look, amen, hallelujah. You okay? You know how to pray. We got that. Hey, glory be to God. You okay? You're serving. You're giving. You're sacrificing. But you ain't praising me. Ah. Oh, that's the one area of our life we seem to shortcut God. And let me tell you something, amen, because the flesh don't want to go in. So your flesh can pray. Yeah, that's another subject for another day. Amen. But we don't want to go in with that praise and worship. Well, let me tell you something. I got all type of victory reports on yesterday. I don't know what those of you that was on the call, I don't know what happened to you, but I got all type of victory. I got about 3 victory reports, stuff that was being held up in the spiritual realm, all because we took an hour of praise. Lord, I ain't asking you for nothing. Lord, that was God's divine strategy for that moment. Ask Judah. Judah tell you about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, God wants to graciously give you a strategy, a strategy. And in order for you to receive God's divine strategy, you must hear from the Spirit of God. It ain't no other way you're going to get it. That's why he said, let him who have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. See, I might get on this call every morning, amen, and speak to you for 45 minutes or so, glory be to God, amen. But sometimes when you're really listening and you're listening to what God is saying, amen, you didn't hear 44 minutes of it, but one minute you heard, one sentence, maybe sometimes with the Spirit will say one word. This one word, how long was you on the call? We was on there for 45 minutes, okay? What's happening? I got the answer. I heard from God. One word. Well, because I heard the Holy Spirit speak, see? Because the other 45 minutes might have been for the other people, because really, to tell you the truth, when God bring a message, everybody should walk away with something. See, because God is talking to those who just got saved yesterday. God's talking to those who is not saved yet. God is talking to those who, amen, been saved for a long time. And somebody who's in the midst of a situation, somebody coming out of a situation, somebody going in a situation. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit can bring one message and talk to everybody in the audience. Now, only God can do that. But beloved, amen, see, the divine strategy, some of us are in some situations, amen, hallelujah, and you're miserable, amen, glory be, you're frustrated, glory, your joy is gone, your peace is gone, amen, glory be to God, huh? You're just struggling. Why? Because you're missing the point here. Paul said, the one thing your flesh don't do is war. See, you're miserable because you're trying to war in the flesh. And the reason you're trying to war in the flesh is because you haven't sat down with God long enough or asked God to download to you the spiritual strategy and how to use your weapons to win, because your weapons are no good without strategy. And so, beloved, we have to quiet down our spirits. We got to quiet down. Amen. This is why fasting is important. Take one day a week, 2 days a week. Take a half a day. Doggone it. Your fasting will quiet your flesh down so your spirit can hear. Your spiritual antennas now go up. God, show me. God, show me. God, show me. Give me the strategy. See, Oh, and then you talking about a testimony. Why? Because you allow God to do it. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Beloved, this is not going to happen if you don't spend time praying in the Spirit. This is not going to happen if you don't spend time reading God's word. This is not going to happen if you don't spend time seeking the mind of God. Because by yourself, you will never, and you can write this down, and you can write this down in your books today. By yourself, you will never, never, never receive a plan that will deliver you. Because we do not war in the flesh. By yourself, it will never happen. You'll go to your grave in that situation. You'll go to your grave in that situation because you never received a divine strategy and how to win. You'll go to your grave which it dressed in your armor. You'll go to your grave with your helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. Amen. I mean, you dressed to kill, baby. You dressed to kill, but you ain't killing nothing. Because you never received the divine strategy. Beloved, when strongholds become deeply rooted in the mind, only the Holy Spirit can give you a strategy on how to pull them down. He will show you how to use your God-given weapons, and he will instruct you on when to attack, and he will instruct you on what to attack. Divine strategies. Amen. Father God, we bless you and we say thank you, Father God, for your divine strategies. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that for our weapons of warfare, we thank you that the weapons are available to us. Now, Father God, we ask that you would speak to us, Father, as we seek you in spirit and in truth. Father God, we ask that you would download to us your strategy on how to pull these strongholds down, your divine strategy, Father God, on how to use the weapons of our warfare. Father God, that you will instruct us on when and how, Father God, as we obey your instructions. And so, Father God, we say thank you for victory in every area of our lives. We say thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus Christ that have made all of this possible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your divine strategies. We seek it now. Forgive us for moving ahead of you. Just running into the battlefield, Father God, not even knowing which way we was going. Just running, Father God. They thinking we was doing something. Tired at the end of the day and nothing to show for it. We was fighting, but we was fighting without strategy. Father God, is he never meant for put this much into it. So, Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, and we say thank you for helping us. In Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for the word of God on today, beloved. Amen, and amen. His divine strategies. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It works. All I can say right now is it works. Amen. Just ask the Lord to show you how to win. Just ask the Lord to show me how to win. That's all you got to do. Whatever you're going through, amen, just ask God to show you. Just ask God for divine strategy. Amen. And watch God do it. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, saints, amen. That's the word of God for today. So we'll be at the altar of prayer. I'm losing track of the days. Okay. 12 o'clock today and back at 9 o'clock. Okay, this week is our Friday night prayer. I believe it is. Yep. Friday night prayer, amen, 10 o'clock. Amen, our corporate prayer. We bless be the name of the Lord. And I think I have another announcement to share with you, and maybe I'll share it tomorrow, amen, because then I'll remember what it is. We bless be the name of the Lord. All right, that's it for today. Amen. I pray you have been blessed, amen, by the word of God. If you are a first-timer with our ministry, amen, please can we hear from you. We love it, amen. We hear from you on Facebook. We thank God for Facebook. We do thank God. We are spending a little bit more time on Facebook, because we know we have a lot of new friends on Facebook, so we thank you for that. And we'll be doing some other things on Facebook too, amen, as a group, amen. And so look out for that. We'll be making some announcements on that, amen. And to God be all the praise, and to God be glory, and to God be all the honor, amen. Send us out an email, amen, at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Let us hear from you. Amen. If you have a prayer request, put that in there. Amen. And we'll pray for you. We'll pray with you. Amen. And ask God for some divine strategies on how to get out of debt. Glory to divine strategy. Amen. How to stay free from COVID-19. Divine strategy. Amen. Hallelujah. How to keep a happy marriage. How to get married. Divine strategies. How to see the enemy coming. Oh, God will show you how to win over your enemy with a smile on your face and love in your heart. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. Amen. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day. Whatever we do today, it's your day, Father God, and you've given us it. Help us to make the most of it, Father God. Help us not to squander the day. Help the day to be fruitful. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. And we cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not and cannot. We say thank you, Father God. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you for downloading divine strategies, Father God, and how to be victorious over this day, Father. How that we can see the enemy before he arrives. Matter of fact, Father God, hallelujah, we ain't even got to worry about him coming. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, because we're going to put him on the run. Hallelujah. You said resist the devil and he will flee. And so we bless you, Father. We bind every retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal this prayer, this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Satan, watch out. Amen. Because God is about to give us a divine strategy. Ooh, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. All right. Love you, love you, love you, saints. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Hallelujah. Bless Jesus. Bless Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Clothes on in the army. my helmet on.
Signing out. My pleasure to be in your service. Love you. Meet you at the altar today, Lord's willing.